There are fears the federal government's plan to increase the number of backpackers working on Australian farms will reduce demand for workers from the Pacific. Yesterday, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, announced an expansion of the Working Holiday Visa program and the Seasonal Worker program to help meet labour shortages on farms. While Pacific Islanders are included in the scheme's expansion, there are concerns they'll be further disadvantaged compared with backpackers when it comes to getting jobs. Sue Lennon visited Honiara in the Solomon Islands and filed this report.
Life in the Solomon Islands has traditionally been about subsistence farming and staying close to your family. But for many, those traditions are changing.
When I go to Australia, I earn much more.
How much money would you be able to earn in a week in Australia?
Sometimes we earn $700, sometimes $800 when we are busy, $1,000.
33-year-old Frida Sikwai has just returned from her first season grading fruit at Nutrano Produce Group in Gingin in Queensland. The mother of four was employed in Australia under the Seasonal Workers Program for Pacific workers.
In order for me to help my kids, I have to go and work for their better living in the Solomons, build a good house, start a small business like I did now.
Last year, nearly 8,500 people from the Pacific worked on Australian farms under the Seasonal Workers Program. In the run-up to the next election, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expanded the scheme, and backpackers will also be able to stay longer in Australia if they do extra farming work. It's being seen as a way of satisfying calls for a new farming visa for what the National Farmers Federation says is a chronic labour shortage. But it could have consequences for Pacific Islanders and their work prospects. Professor Stephen Howes is from the Australian National University.
The biggest source of labour on Australian farms when it comes to picking fruit and vegetables is actually backpackers. And there are about four times as many backpackers as seasonal workers on Australian farms, trying to get more backpackers onto farms, and that would definitely hit the Pacific Island countries.
Dr. Elise Halani is the deputy head of Tonga's Ministry of Commerce. She wants to see Australia and New Zealand protect the jobs of Pacific Islanders in their economies.
Because of the still very high demand for labour mobility from the Pacific, any new visa programs that are introduced that could actually threaten that need from the Pacific for an increased number of workers, it would actually be detrimental for the Pacific. And so there is a need for Australia and New Zealand to take into account their role in safeguarding the development impact.
Godfrey Chiamana recruits workers in the Solomon Islands for the Nutrano Produce Group. He says the Seasonal Workers Program has been life-changing.
It is really a big impact in the village level. They really changed the life of the workers from nothing to somebody today.
And that's recruiter Godfrey Tiamana ending that report by Sue Lennon.